Okay, good morning everyone. Wow, how are you today? Fine? Good. You know when I'm Patrick, my surname is Patrick Nana Gasa Gonga. Yes, I'm French, but my parents have Cameroon origin. So just learn my name this morning, Nana Gasa Gonga. Read it after me. Okay, fantastic, very good. So, this morning I want to share about a topic. But just before, when I was praying for this morning, I had a vision. I have a picture in my mind, and I want to share to you. I really feel that is for someone, or maybe for the church this morning. I had this picture that there was someone on the path on the road, and there was two big walls. Beside, one on the right hand and one on the left hand, and there was someone on the road, and there was people stoned the road, stoned the path. But thanks to the wall, the stone crashed down on the wall. And maybe for someone of you this morning, you have taken a decision. You start to walk upon a path, upon a road. And you know that people start to attack you, the devil start to attack you. But I want to say to you this morning that it's the right way you can continue, because God has put two big walls and the stone crashed down on the wall. You're on the right way, maybe for someone this morning. The title of my message this morning is Holiness is Power. Holiness is Power. You know, I studied before the synagogues, you know, in the Bible, in the New Testament, there was a lot of time so God speak about synagogue, Paul preaching in the synagogue, Jesus preaching in the synagogue. And they used to read the Bible. One, I have to read the Bible, and another one, I have to do the homiletics to explain the passage. So this morning I will invite my friend Lisa, my fellow student, to read Judges 5:16. Let's take the Bible together. Judges, if you can guess, you can go up on the stage. Judges 16. You have a Bible with you now, okay? Judges 16, verse 15.
Okay, I read.
Wait a minute. I don't know. It's okay. Yes. No, it's okay. Yeah, thank you. You can read, yes.
Then she said to him, "How can you say, 'I love you,' when you won't confide in me? This is the third time you have made a fool of me and haven't told me the secret of your great strength." With such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was sick to death of it. So he told her everything. "No razor has ever been used on my head," he said, "because I have been a Nazarite, dedicated to God from my mother's womb.
Amen, Jesus.
If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man." Then Delilah saw that he had told her everything. She sent words to the rulers of the Philistines, "Come back once more, he has told me everything." So the rulers of the Philistines returned with the silver in their hands. After putting him to sleep on her lap, she called for someone to shave off the 7 braids of his hair, and so began to subdue him. And his strength left him. Then she called, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He awoke from his sleep and thought, "I'll go out as before and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. Then the Philistines sized him. Gouged out his eyes and took him down to Gaza. Binding him with bronze shackles, they set him to grinding corn in the prison. But the hair on his head began to grow again after it had been shaved.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Holiness is power. I don't know if you already went to the dump. Dump, you know, when you have rubbish in your house and you want to throw away everything, you know. And you know, in IBTI, we have a lot of rubbish stuff, broken glasses, broken window, and we students, sometimes we went to the dump to throw away. And you know, in this place, in this rubbish place, God taught me something. And you know, when you start to throw a wood door, and the thing that I love the most is window, is glasses. Because you know, just I take glasses, I put in a rubbish stuff, and after I take a door and you know, and I love that. And you know, and God taught me something. He said to me, Patrick, you know, the human being is very fast to destroy everything. But this thing that you have destroyed is very long to build up. And you know, when I look at the life of Samson, I understood something. That sometimes by working for God, we can have a sinful life in front of God. And in this passage, I want to highlight three things. The first thing is holiness. Holiness protects your power, protects your gift. We just see a wonderful gift of Javier. It's amazing. But I want to say to Javier and to everyone and to me that holiness protects our power, protects our gift. You know, in this story, Samson is with Dalila and he has again and again and again took a wrong decision. And we can see it seems that Samson thinks the gift belongs to him. He will, this gift, this power can never leave him. And it's not true. And for me, I see in Samson that he's proud. Maybe you never heard that, but for me, Samson is proud. You know, the Nazareth, it's a wish. In number six, we will not read together, but in number six, you have the law of Nazareth. It's the Nazareth, or they are consecrated to God. And they didn't have to do three things. To don't drink wine, to don't shave his hair. By the way, I don't know how long the hair of Samson was, but it doesn't matter. And the third thing, he didn't have to touch dead people. And you know, in the Bible, Samuel, the prophet Samuel, was Nazareth, and the John the Baptist in the New Testament was Nazareth. And never in the Bible you see that the power of John the Baptist or Samuel was about their hair. And you know, sometimes we put power in stuff, in item. We put power in technology. We put power in music. You know, today, nowadays, the young people love music. And if there is no music, they cannot worship God. We put power in preacher. We were in the lectures with a teacher, and he said, "Wow, Billy Graham was amazing." People say Billy Graham was amazing, but he said to us, "It's not Billy Graham. He was amazing. It's the work of God was amazing." And we put too much power in item, power in paper. If I don't have my purpose this morning, I cannot preach. You know, sometimes just 10 minutes of preaching, but after when we pray for people get healed, is power. But it's just 10 minutes of preaching. You know, in the Garden of Eden, in the Genesis, the power, the sin, it wasn't in a fruit or apple, peach or whatever you want. It wasn't in the fruit. The sin was in disobedience, Adam and Eve. And this morning, I want to encourage you to stop, and for myself, to stop to put power in item. There was a verse in the Bible, you know, in James 4, verse 7, Bible says, "Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and the devil will flee away from you." You know, Samson, he was with Dalila. Before this story, for three times, Dalila tried to reveal the secret of Samson. And Samson was so proud. He started to lie to her. It's like he lied. Sweet time he lied to her. And because he's fed up with her, at the first time, okay, he revealed his secret. But my goodness, but what did you expect? What did you expect? You know, sometimes it's like that. You know, we discuss with friend, and we said to his friend, "Oh, we are good. Oh, we are great." And when we start to speak with the devil, it's the same stuff. We say, "Oh, we are good. Oh, we are great. Yeah, my power comes from my hair. Wow, you're amazing. My power comes from my song. Wow, amazing. My power, my power, my power." But me, holiness protects your power. If you want to continue to work for God, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Sometimes the human being, instead of to put God in the middle between the enemy and human being, you put yourself between God and the enemy, and you get in trouble. Do you know? I don't know if you all know Spurgeon. Yes, some scholar says about him that he was the prince of the preacher because he was so amazing. You know, again, people put power in the human being. But Spurgeon said once there was a man came in this church. And this man asked to Spurgeon, "But my goodness, what is your secret? Where you're so thousands and thousands of people come in your church? How is possible? What is your secret, Charles Spurgeon, please?" And Charles Spurgeon, he brought him in downstairs on the church. And in this place, there was a room, a prayer room. 80 people were praying. During the message, during the preaching, during the service. And he'd say to these guys, "That is my secret, our relationship with God." The second thing I want to highlight with you is holiness produces power. You know, I read a lot of stuff on internet, books about Samson. And you know, it's like some scholar said, You can divide power and holiness. Just very quickly, I said you can have power, you can have your gift, and holiness is another stuff. Boss is good, but you know when you look at the life of Samson, it's like he took three wrong decisions. At the beginning, you know he came with a Philistine wife. And the law of Moses didn't allow this kind of stuff. You don't have to take a Philistine wife. You have to take an Israelite, a Hebrew wife. So first mistake. Second, he came to sleep with a prostitute. Whoa, no, a godly man didn't have to do that. And the third one with Dalila. He has a sinful life, but he still has power. Because you know we read in a book of Judges before that he killed the 1,000 Philistines like that. He was very, very powerful. And some scholars said it's like the Church of Corinth. You know, the Church of Corinth in the Bible, the Church of Corinth is some scholars said it's the church that used the most the spiritual gift. You know, 1 Corinthians 12. But in the same way, Paul wrote a letter to them to rebuke them because of their sinful life in church. But me today, I don't want to separate, to divide holiness and power, because I believe strongly that holiness is power, that the power comes from holiness. You know, where does the strength of Samson come from? You know, the hair of Samson is... In this time, it's not everyone had a long hair. Just people wanted to be consecrated to God. And this passage brought me in 1 Corinthians 11. And this chapter in 1 Corinthians speaks about the veil. But I know today I will not speak about the veil because I can see in this place there is a lot of women who carry the veil today. But I will not go out in this topic. But just, you know, in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 14 and 15, the Bible says that the hair of the woman, it's a sign of authority. And just after, the man, it's for the man, he didn't have to shave his hair. Because it's a shame in front of the other. And I just want to say that at this time for Samson, you know, he was consecrated to God. And sometimes we are, as a church, we are consecrated to God. And we could be ashamed for the world. But we could have the power in front of God. And for me, both are together, the shame and the power. And you know, I will tell you something. The woman, at this time in 1 Corinthians, Paul says that the hair was a sign of the submission. And submission is not like today, you know, because I can understand, you know, the woman want to be free. Because, you know, today there was some husband beat their wife. And this one is not submission. There was husband alcoholic. This one is not submission. The Bible says in verse 3, 1 Corinthians 11 verse 3, that the Christ is a chief of men. Man is a chief of woman. But God is a chief of Christ. And I want to say to you this morning that there was an order. There was an order. You cannot do what you want. And even Christ, he cannot do what he wants. And the relationship between God and Christ is fantastic. And for me, the woman wants to be submit. No problem. But sometimes it's between man and Christ. There was a problem. There was a problem. And it's because, and you know, when all the time in the Bible, when you see the veil, it's because behind the veil, there was the glory of someone. You know, in the tabernacle, in the Old Testament, behind the veil, there was the glory of God. And behind the veil, the verse 6 says, in 1 Corinthians 11, behind the veil, there was the woman is the glory of man. So guys, man, your power is your wife. Amen? Your power is your wife. Because behind the veil, behind the hair, there is the glory of someone. And because there was a failure between man and Christ, I can, you know, today there was a, I don't know if you know the feminism movement sometimes, you know, that there was some feminism movement, some girls, some women go on the street topless and they want to show that they are free. It's not like that. The society touched that the submission is rubbish. But my Lord, my Jesus, said to us this morning that submission is a strength. The submission is a strength. You know, when you are, I don't know if you have ever climb on the tree. Yeah, no, maybe for young people we love that, you know. We climb on the tree, and sometimes, you know, in my house I have a tree, a big fruit tree. It's fantastic. And sometimes to pick up some tree, I climb on the tree. And you know, you love to chill a bit, you know, on the branch. It's like and you never and really during this message I thought in my mind. I never thought that the branch will break up. Because it's like, it's so powerful, it's so strong. I chill a bit, I have a very panoramic view, it's fantastic. You know why the branch is so strong? Because she stick on the tree. She submit on the tree. And because sometimes, you know, you want to cut the branch, so now she become weak. And it's like that for us. Samson, your strength don't come from your hair. It's come from your relationship because you're consecrated to God. It's just the hair, just the outward sign of an inward consecration to God. And I understand this verse. I never understand before. Matthew 10, 33. But whoever disowns my Jesus before the others, I will disown him, my Father, before my Father in heaven. You know, at we read that in this passage, the presence of God left him. In fact, by shaving his hair, he said to everyone, I'm not submit to God anymore. And God said, it's okay for me. Me too, I will not be with you anymore. You know, when you, if you go to the forest in nature right now, and you find a knife, you know, maybe it will not be sharp anymore, it will be a bit old. You know, in order to the knife to recover the sharpness, the most good way that you can take, the greatest way, is a fire. You put a fire, and the knife recover its sharpness. You know, the fire is a symbol of God, is a symbol of purity. The power, holiness, produce power. The third thing that I want to highlight with you this morning is holiness distinguished the source of power. You know, the lack of holiness of Samson brought him to lose his power. Do you know that it's not the power makes the difference between unbeliever and believer? You know that? You know, I don't know if you have a job. But you know, for me, I had a job before, and when sometimes, you know, I don't know, sometimes you can, a bad word can come out from your mouth. Sometimes you did something wrong. And you know, the unbeliever look at you. They expect to you that you are holy. Really, isn't that funny? You know, the unbeliever, oh, but what did you, you say to me you're Christian, but that you have done is not good. Sorry, I'm not perfect, you know. But you're like, it's like that. But it's not the power, it's the holiness makes the difference between unbeliever and believer. You know, even, you know, in the Bible, the Bible says, you know, it's not the people said to me, Lord, Lord, we will perform miracle in your name. We did prophesy in your name. We did cast out demons in your name. No, I don't know you, who you are. Even, you know, Pharisee came to Jesus. Hey, Jesus, make a sign. Yeah, prove you are the Son of God. Oh, make a sign. I will not make a sign for you. I will just give you the miracle of Jonas. What does it mean, miracle of Jonas? In fact, the miracle of Jonas, it's about, you know, he was 3 days and 3 nights in the womb of the fish, of the big fish, I don't know in English. Thank you. And in fact, it's about the crucifixion. It's about Jesus. And he starts to say, if you don't believe in Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God, if you don't believe to the Word of God, you will not believe even if I perform a miracle in front of you. It's not the power. It's not the gift of Ravi that makes the difference. It's not the worship. It's not the staff that makes the difference between believer and believer. Is the holiness. And you know, I love this passage in Exodus 33 and Exodus 32. It's about Moses. Do you remember that the people of Israel have sinned in front of God, and God promised them to go in the promised land? And because of that, because of their sin, God didn't want to go with them anymore. And Moses said, no way. If you don't come with us, we will stay here. And God said, no, I will send you an angel. You will have the milk, the honey, everything. But me, I will not be there because I cannot be with the sinful people. God And he said, it's very powerful. I love that. He said, but how can we be distinguished from the other people, the other nation, if you are not with us? My goodness. But you will have everything. No. I don't care about this everything. I want you. And my question, my last question for you this morning. What did you base your life on? Which foundation did you base your life on? You know, you base your life on your child, maybe your children. Oh, look, how he's so cute. He looks like me. But he will leave. He will leave the house soon. Did you base your life on your job? It's good to have money. But if you have no job tomorrow, what's going on? Did you base your life on church? The place of the church? Did you base your life on your hair? Or your gift? Because if these things is not there anymore tomorrow, you know, we think a lot of time Christ is enough. Do you really believe that Christ is enough in your life? In your life. Holiness is power. You know? Maybe someone of you is thirsty this morning. I have a water. Someone is thirsty this morning. The point is, the only things, listen carefully because this morning, I love that. The only thing makes the cross valid, valuable, the only things is because Jesus is holy. It's because Jesus is sinless. Just one lie, just he steal one sweet in a supermarket. Just he lie, he say, oh, mother, I'm not in house, but he was in house. It just one lie, little one. Take off the cross. The cross is useless. The cross is not powerful anymore. And you know, there was a Bible. A verse in the Bible says in Matthew 5:8 that whoever blessing those who had a pure heart because they will see God. You know, Moses didn't see the promised land. Because he's seen in front of God. Judah didn't see the cross because he's seen in front of God. David didn't build the temple because he's seen in front of God. Samson, do you really think that the will of God for Samson is to die? But he sacrificed himself. Yes, to save the nation. But through holiness, he would have lived normally. And today, my message with you, the message of God for this church, is holiness, is power. God bless you.